You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far...
Wait! Stop the train!
Who in the world is that blocking our path? He's in a red suit, has a long white beard, sparkling eyes, and... I know who it is! It's Santa Claus!
Ho, ho! Oh, Merry Christmas, Birdie!
Well, Merry Christmas to you too, Santa. But I have to tell you, you are a bit early this year. Why, Christmas Day isn't for another couple of weeks.
Ah, but I'm here right on time to give you your Christmas present, Birdie. A vacation!
A vacation? Why, I haven't had one of those since last year when you took over the story train.
Bingo! And I'm back this year to take over as conductor of the story train once again. So you can take some time off. Wear those fuzzy socks I know you love, Birdie, and actually get a few good nights' sleep. You've earned it.
I don't know what to say. Thank you, Santa. Thank you.
You're welcome. But now I need to hop on and get this story train to its destination. After all, our passengers need a story. So, ho, 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 here we go! Oh, no. I know this place. Oof. I don't like someone who lives here. I have to be honest with you all. We're in the Alps in Austria. Sure, the mountains are pretty and covered in snow. But there is a lair here where one very naughty fellow lives. I'd avoid it completely if his sister wasn't so good. Quite an unusual sibling pair when you think about it, really. Anyway, today's story is about Krampus, my nemesis, the demon of Christmas, who punishes naughty children, and his lesser-known but much nicer sister Glampus. Since she's nicer, let's focus on her. Today's story is called Glampus. Krampus is the Christmas demon who looks like a demented goat. Maybe he doesn't like having horns. Maybe he hates that he has the miserable job of haunting naughty children on Christmas. Who knows? But he lives in a magical lair up in the Alps Mountains with his sister Glampus. Now, you've probably never heard of Glampus before because she's very humble and doesn't make a great big stomping scene everywhere like her brother, Krampus. But let me tell you, she's a real character. She's a bona fide Christmas fairy with a flair for fun and more than a touch of sparkle. Anyway, one Christmas while Krampus was grumbling around wreaking havoc and being his evil self, Glampus had her own wonderful work turning a quiet Christmas into an adventure that the children of Snowflake Village would never forget. Snowflake Village was nestled between frosty mountains and whispering pines. It wasn't too far from Krampus's and Glampus's magic lair, actually, but of course none of the villagers knew this, including Oliver, a 10-year-old boy. Oliver was a master of snowball fights, a champion of snowman building, and had the most infectious laugh you can imagine. On this particular Christmas Eve, as Oliver gazed out of his window at the falling snow, he made a wish.
"I wish for the most exciting Christmas ever!" he exclaimed.
Meanwhile, Glampus was getting really fed up with Krampus, who was preparing his big bag of miseries to go out and bother all the naughty children with.
"Good grief, Grampus," Glampus said. "Must you always be so horrible?"
But her surly brother just roared and stomped about with his hooves and took off like he did every Christmas Eve.
"Oh, bother," Glampus muttered. "I really must find something nice to do to counteract my brother's nasty behavior."
And just as soon as these words passed her lips, a wish floated up like a bubble to her magical lair, shimmering and bouncing. It was Oliver's wish. Glampus giggled with joy.
"Well, well, well, Oliver," Glampus exclaimed. "If you want the most exciting Christmas ever, then that's just what I'll give you."
And with that, Glampus grabbed her own bright orange and pink sack, which was chock full of happy things, like glitter and candies that tasted like rainbows in your mouth, and took off for Snowflake Village. At the stroke of midnight, a soft golden glow filled Oliver's room. He blinked in amazement as Glampus appeared at his bedroom window, her wings sparkling like a disco ball.
"Oliver,"
she exclaimed,
"I heard your wish. Are you really ready for an adventure?"
"You know it,"
Oliver said. In no time at all, Oliver was bundled up and following Glampus outside, where a magnificent sleigh awaited, decked out in lights that blinked and sparkled. Glampus and Oliver took their seats in the plush sleigh, and then, with a single flick of her wand, they were soaring off into the starry night. The first stop? The Candy Cane Forest, of course. The trees there were striped red and white, and the ground was sprinkled with sugary snow. Oliver's eyes grew wide as Glampus handed him a candy cane as tall as he was.
"For energy,"
She winked as she clapped with delight. Next, they zoomed over to Gingerbread Town, where the houses were made of cookies and the streets were lined with gumdrops. Oliver couldn't help but laugh as Glampus raced him down a street, dodging giant gumdrops. But the incredible adventure was still just beginning. Glampus steered the sleigh towards the northern lights next.
"Hold on tight,"
she called to Oliver as the wind battered their faces. The sleigh sped up, diving into the vibrant colors. Oliver felt exhilarated as if he was flying through a rainbow, the lights reflecting in his wide, astonished eyes.
After their colorful ride, they landed on a cloud, fluffy and soft as marshmallows. Here, Glampus had yet another surprise. She pulled out two snowboards.
"Ever snowboarded on a cloud before?"
she asked Oliver with a mischievous grin. Oliver shook his head, grinning. Together, they zoomed and twirled on the cloud, laughing the whole time.
As dawn approached, Glampus knew it was time to head back. They boarded the sleigh one last time, the sky painted with soft hues of morning.
"This was the best Christmas adventure ever!"
Oliver exclaimed, his heart racing with joy. Glampus dropped Oliver off at his home just as the first light of Christmas morning kissed the village.
"Remember, Oliver," she said with a playful salute, "to always embrace the greatest adventures."
With a final twirl of her wand, Glampus then disappeared into the morning light, leaving behind a trail of sparkles. Oliver watched in awe, knowing this was a Christmas he would never forget.
As he turned to head inside, Oliver noticed something glittering in the snow. It was a small, beautifully wrapped box. Curious, he opened it to find a tiny, shimmering snow globe. Inside the globe was a miniature version of Snowflake Village, complete with a tiny sleigh flying overhead. Every time he shook it, glittering snow swirled around, creating a magical winter scene. Oliver's eyes lit up with delight. He knew this was a special gift from Glampus, a memento of their incredible time together. He placed the snow globe on his windowsill, where it sparkled in the morning light, and reminded him to embrace adventure always.
Ho, ho, ho! How about that for a happy holiday tale? Pretty good, right?
Ah, it's time for us to head back to Pflugerville now.
Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. But come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us now that Santa has taken over. Ho, ho, ho!
And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen and you'll find lots of great adventures.
See you next time!
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.